I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
All right, I just went on the Amazon.com thingy and bought the second edger that I bought in the last week. I bought something called the Greenworks edger. It was $74. It's an electric edger. It showed up. It wasn't available on Amazon Prime, so I should have known something going on. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I'm your chief geek. And by the way, I'm mowing my lawn twice a week right now because we're getting so much rain here in West Central Florida that the grass is just growing. Plus, I went a little crazy on fertilizer on the lawn this year. I did the super duper mill organite plus another combination of another, and starting June 1st, we're not allowed to put fertilizer down. And I swear, the very last day of the month of May, I put 48 pounds of mill organite on my front yard, and I've got a small front yard. And then all of a sudden, the rains just started coming like crazy, and I'm going to tell you, that yard just greened up so much, and it's growing so much that I am mowing twice a week. And my edger that I had borrowed from my ex-wife finally died, and I texted her, and I sent her a real nice text, and I said, listen, the edger that I borrowed from you like 8 years ago and never returned has died. Do you have another edger I can borrow? And I promise to get it back to you within 8 years, maybe. And she texted back, and she said, the edger that you borrowed was actually my then-boyfriend, now husband's edger, and he was like really mad that you never brought it back, and he bought another one. I said, yeah, but he's out of town, so let me borrow it. She didn't think it was a good idea. So anyway, I bought this. It was called the Greenworks. It's not to be confused with the Works. But this was called Greenworks. It wasn't on Amazon Prime. It was like $74. And I got it here, and I took it out, and I didn't even use it. It just looked so chintzy, and it looked like it was going to last about a week and a half. And so the Black & Decker that I borrowed from my ex-wife worked real well until the handle just broke off. And it didn't break off to where it could be fixed. It literally broke off. And it couldn't be fixed. And I had it for 8 years. And, you know, I don't know how long her husband had it before then. So it was $84.95. I shipped the other one back. And I haven't gotten a refund on the other one yet. And that one didn't come from Amazon Prime. It was actually shipped by someone else. But I shipped it back without ever having used it. And just today, I ordered just like the one I had for, 8 years, except it's the newer version. And it was $80, something like that. I forget what it was. 84. I don't remember. Free shipping with Amazon Prime. Isn't that nice? And by the way, my Amazon Prime renews in July, so I've got to watch them suck out. What do they suck out? $100 a year? I don't know. Worth it. But, looking forward to that because I have been edging my yard with the line trimmer, and I'm just not happy with the way it looks. My next-door neighbor, Al, has a lawn service, and they use a bladed trimmer or bladed edger, And the difference between the two lawns is just so stark. I go out there every day and I look at it, and I can't believe I've waited this long to go and buy the new edger, but I've bought the new edger. I'm going to tell you, a well-edged lawn makes up for a lot of other stuff. But I'll also tell you that the Mill Organite, which has, I think, a 4% iron, turned my yard so green, so just lush, and just, you know, and it's a very slow-release fertilizer. It's all natural and organic. But, man, I am now sold. I am now Alan Hame, the lawn care nut. Alan Hame, I think, is his name. The lawn care nut on YouTube. I now believe I have been converted. I am now a Mill Organite person. Alan, by the way, lived in St. Petersburg until just recently when he moved down to the next county. And he says the reason he moved is because the neighborhood he lived in was, a little busy. And all of I know why he really moved. He moved because they don't have fertilizer restrictions down, you know, where he lives in the little town of Parrish, like we have up here in the county that he and I both used to live in. He lives in, or, you know, doesn't live in anymore. I still live in. We have fertilizer restrictions. I think he moved because he did not want the government telling him when he could fertilize. And if you fertilize correctly, and you're not irresponsible, it's okay to fertilize in the summer. It really is. Science does not back up what these people in the government are telling you. It's just not true. So, yeah, I'm half tempted to move to Parrish where he lives now. And by the way, he was building a lawn in St. Petersburg. Look him up on YouTube, The Lawn Care Nut. And he was building it from scratch, from plugs. And it was exciting watching this. And I think he got frustrated. So how do you get a really good lawn if if you're like he is, a lawn care nut? How do you get a really good lawn? Oh, you go to Parrish and you buy one. He bought a big, big house down in Parrish with a beautiful St. Augustine lawn that was just stunning to start with. And now he just has to do minor things to it to keep it going. Just minor things to keep the thing going and keep it alive. And looking great. And he's doing all these mowing things, you know, so there's lines going in the right direction and all this stuff. And he's having lots of fun. So bless his heart. I wish I had a lawn that I could do that with, but I have a nice lawn. Don't get me wrong. I've got a delightful lawn. But I've got trees out in the front yard, and it's never going to be thick and lush like, you know, one that has full sun. So, you know, unless I can afford to remove 5 trees, which is going to cost me around $6,000 to $7,000, which I want to do so badly, do I want to do this? I'm going to have a nice lawn, but not a great lawn. My lawn's better than my next door neighbor's now. You know, he made the challenge. You know, he says, "Oh, look, my lawn's greener than yours." He had somebody, True Green or somebody, come out and do his lawn. So that was, you know, wore on. I wasn't really into it until that happened. And that's when I went kind of crazy with the fertilizer and you know, just really started paying attention. Anyway, I got asked this week about soil testing and what lab do I recommend for soil testing. I'm going to tell you what lab I recommend for soil testing. Your local cooperative extension service. The county agent. That's who I recommend. You're going to get pH testing, for instance, in my county. They do it right there. You know, they do it chemically. There's different ways to do pH testing. There's the electrical things that you stick into the ground to do pH testing. And then there's the chemical way where you put soil in this little clay thing and then you add drops. That is the most accurate way. And we have proven that over and over and over again. And they do that at the county. And in the county I live, I think they charge $1. And then there is that is just for pH. That is going to give you one thing. And then you can get what is called a complete analysis. And that is done by your county agent again. Now, where I live, it is all shipped off to the University of Florida in Gainesville, where agronomy students actually run it through a complete testing so you know what all the nutrients are and in what categories, if you have too much phosphorus, or whatever it is, they send you back a complete package with recommendations for your soil, for amending your soil. That complete analysis, by the way, also includes the pH as well as everything else. And I, you know, the last time I had it done, it was $9. I don't know what it is now. It's been a couple of years since I've had a complete analysis done. But you can't go wrong by going through your cooperative extension service. There are commercial companies, and they have all sent me free samples to try out. And, you know, I'm just, they're expensive. They're like $28, $36 to do this complete analysis by a private company. I would rather have it be done by college students who are learning the process. And I think you're going to get it more accurate. They're going to take their time and they're going to do it correctly. So that's, and I'm a big, you know, supporter of your local cooperative extension service. So might I advise that if you want to have a soil test done, do the soil testing that way. If you live in the deep south, there's also what's called a nematode test. And that is, nematodes are microscopic eelworms. And you have to pull the soil under grass that looks bad, bad-looking grass, okay? Just go to bad-looking grass. Go right where the grass is turning bad, and you pull out some soil there. And your state has an office of nemology. University of Florida has an office of nemology. And you can send that off, and they will do a assay report where they put the soil under a microscope, and they look for different nematodes, and they count the different nematodes. And then they send you a report with recommendations for that. So that kind of wraps up soil testing, your cooperative extension service. This is Ask the Gardener.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right. Just had a neighbor come over to borrow milk. When was the last time that ever happened? Do you remember when you were a kid and your mom would say, would you go see Mrs. Cook and see if you can borrow a cup of sugar? Because, you know, like mom was making chocolate chip cookies. And of course I would go over there. Or Mrs. Cook would come over and want to borrow 2 cups of flour. I remember those days. They don't happen anymore. It just happened. Strange. You know? Really bizarre. Hi, everyone. Michael Crowe's here. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I am your chief geek. Why don't we do those things anymore? I don't know. You know, it's just weird. Just plain outright weird. Anyway, what can I say? Hope you're having a terrific day. It is hot where I live. It is stinkingly hot. It is incredibly hot. And I've never said this in the latter part of June. And as you listen to this, it will be the 1st of July. I can't wait for fall. You know, I tell you what, I have a friend who just moved to Los Angeles from Orlando. And in Los Angeles, the weather in the summertime is very nice and virtually little humidity. And it hardly ever rains. And it's just pleasant. You're just not out there sweating. I walked out the door this morning at 7:15, and it was like I opened up my air-conditioned house door and stepped into an oven. And it's just really, really, really bad. I don't know. It is just really, I don't feel like working in the yard when it's this way. I really don't. Maybe it's time for me to think about moving someplace where they actually have 4 seasons, you know, summer, fall, winter with snow. Man, do I want to do that? Spring, and then, you know, back to summer again. I'm a Florida boy. I've been here since I was 13 years old, and I'm old now. So that's a long time. It's not 20 years. It's a lot longer than 20 years. It's a long time. And, you know, it's a long, long time. I don't know if I could withstand a winter, but I'm wondering if I'm ready to think about that. I don't know. I see the winds of change coming, okay? I see as though I want to make a change. I haven't defined what that change is, but I want to make a change. And I don't know exactly what that is. But, love my house, love where I live. You know, I have a couple of sons living here, 3 sons that live in this area of my 5 children. My daughter lives out in the Midwest. My other son with my other grandchildren lives in New York. I don't know. Thinking about doing something different. I have lived in this area since 1965. That's a long time. Maybe I need to experience something different. So the other thing I was thinking of was Northern California. Northern California looks really good. Redding area, up in that area. You know, I've never been, but I've seen pictures. And I used to be on a radio station in Redding. And I used to get a lot of calls. Had met a lot of nice people out there. Well, I don't know. Just looks good. My friend Truman wants me to move to Oregon. He said I can move in with him. I don't know. But I'm thinking about change. Definitely thinking about change. Don't know what it is yet. Don't know where I'm going. At one time, I was going to move to South Florida. Still kind of want to, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, back to gardening. Yes, let us try and get back to gardening. Getting a lot of questions right now about sod webworms. I don't know why. Well, I know why. Because they're out now. They're out. I'm getting emails from Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, people asking about sod webworms and army worms. And what is the difference between a sod webworm and an army worm? Well, let me explain to you what the difference is. The difference is sod webworms work at night. They're translucent in color, and they're about a half inch long, maybe a little tiny bit longer. And when I say translucent in color, if you dig down in the grass and you find them, they're going to be at the base of the grass during the day. You're going to have to dig for them, and you pull them out. They're going to be the color of the grass they ate. So they're going to be green. And like I say, they only come out at night and do their damage at night. And if you get up early where they've been eating, you'll see a little web sometimes. Web disappears as soon as the sun comes out, you know, and get some heat on it. Army worms work during the day, and they're longer. They're about an inch long, and they work during the day. And army worms just kind of travel. They just kind of travel. So that's what they do. When you see army worms, or, if you see that you have damage on the lawn, and it's sod webworm damage or army worm damage, there are people who advocate spraying chemicals. I, in this case, like the Bacillus thuringiensis products. A couple of brand names would be Dipel or Thuricide. And I like to spray in the evening, just before dark. And when the worms come out to start, the larva stage come out to do their eating, they eat the grass and they die. You know, and then you got to spray it again in a week to catch all the little babies. And by the way, the other way with the sod webworms that you know that they're there is you have lawn moths. And if you're mowing your own lawn, like I do, you see these moths just flying up out of the grass. Those are the moths that lay the eggs that hatch out into the worms that eat your lawn. Everybody says, well, can't you spray those moths? No. That is not where we control this issue. We control this issue in the larva stage. Now, I have read that there is some research going on, but I think it's going to be too expensive, about an insect growth regulator, a synthetic growth hormone, that you would put on the lawn in the late spring. It could be a granule, it could be a liquid. And when the little moths come in and drop their eggs, the eggs cannot develop, and if the eggs cannot develop, you don't have the worms. I think it's going to be a very expensive product, and it's going to be a waste of money. That is what I think, and let me tell you why. Whenever you come out with new chemistry like that, you're going to spend a ton of money with the EPA getting it approved, so you're going to have to charge a ton of money for the product. When it's just as simple, when you see damage, the damage is not going to last forever. It's going to last for a week. You spray it, the new grass comes up, and then it's done. Keep it simple, stupid. That's, I learned that a long time ago. Just keep it simple. Don't go out with all this new weird stuff when the old stuff works just fine. Now, I know another guy that uses 7 on the lawn for sod webworms. Does that work? Yeah, that works. A little bit more chemical than I want to put out, but you can use 7. It'll work, but the BT products work just as well, if not better. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm getting emails about lawnmowers. I am not the lawnmower expert. I just know what I like. I know what I have. And, you know, so we're going to talk a little bit about lawnmowers and the different brands. Oh, hi, everyone. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. And I have to tell you that I love my cats. I have two cats. I have Ramona, who is actually Zachary's cat. Okay. And then... Cornelius, who is Kyle's cat. I'm babysitting for them. I've been babysitting for Cornelius now for about 7 or 8 years, 6 or 7 years. And I've been babysitting for Ramona for about since Ramona came home here when Zach lived here. So that's been about 5 years. And they're great cats. They are great cats. I guess they're going to live with me forever. What do you think? But anyway, yeah, they're great cats. But they're weird. You know, Cornelius, I just changed the litter a little while ago before I came in to do radio. And Cornelius does this every time I change the litter. I'm not one of these scoopers. I just throw the litter away and change it every couple of days, about every 4 days, 5 days. I buy good quality litter that doesn't stink. But I just dump it out and, you know, I don't want to go out and scoop. Yeah, just not going to do that. It's just not, I'm not going to do it. Leave me alone. But anyway, so I just take it, you know, dump it into my outside garbage can that the city picks up. And, you know, then I hose it down and let it dry out by the sun. And then I fill it up full of cat litter. And the cats have their own bathroom. I have a closet in the hall. And I have deemed that closet. There was carpeting in there. I ripped the carpet out so it's concrete floor underneath it. And I deemed that little tiny closet, the kitty litter box fits in there just wonderfully. That is the cat's bathroom. It's all theirs. They have it. They can decorate it any way they want, by the way. I don't care. I'm not going to, you know, hold down rules on that. I give them autonomy in there. But here is what Cornelius does every time I bring in new litter and set it down. Okay? He, wherever he's at in the house, he follows me back there. He goes in there and he wanders in there. And I think, oh, he's going to go do his business, right? No. He goes in there and he digs around in the kitty litter and he moves it all around the kitty litter thing until it's right the way he likes. I've seen him do this for years now. Right the way he likes it. Then he goes, you know, oh, he leaves and then comes back. The other cat, Ramona, has accepted the fact that, you know, that Cornelius is in charge of the litter. He's just accepted the fact and goes along with it. So that's, you know, so I had to deal with that today. And then earlier on my desk, early this morning on my desk, I'm walking down the hall and I look in where my desk is at, in the room where my desk is. And I've got these little things on my desk. And there is Ramona on top of the desk with her paw, just knocking these things off on the floor. And I look at her and she looks at me like, what? I'm knocking this stuff on the floor. Leave me alone. Man, I swear. Sometimes I just get mental. Anyway, getting back to lawnmowers. I've got a lot of questions on lawnmowers. All right, let me tell you what my favorite lawnmower is. It's not the lawnmower I have. I bought one last year. Don't have it anymore. You know why? Somebody stole it. Yeah, it's a long story. I know where it is, though. I know who stole it. I absolutely know who stole it. I don't know if it's there anymore, but I know who stole it. I was mowing my yard one day, and it was late in the day, and I finished, as a matter of fact. And I, what I do is I hose off the bottom of my lawnmower, and then sometimes I take my blower and I dry it off, but sometimes I just let the sun handle it. And so I go in the house to drink some water and, you know, catch up on General Hospital on the DVR. And on this day, I went out, you know, went in the house, and I'm catching up on a week's worth of General Hospitals. Don't judge me. Anyway, I go, you know, I see that it's almost getting dark, and I said, oh, I got to go put everything away. You know, I got the garage door open. I got to go put everything away. I go out there, and I put the edger away. I put the blower away. And I'm just going about my business, you know, just putting stuff away. And then I said, oh, I got to put the mower away. And the mower wasn't there. It was like gone. Broad daylight. Somebody took the mower. I'm pretty sure I know where the mower went. I'm not positive. And I just, you know, sat back and I said, do I want to call the cops and involve the cops, or do I want to see if I can get my mower back by myself? Do I want to use psychological, you know? And I said, I'm just going to think about it for a little while. So anyway, that's been several months, and I needed a mower because the grass was growing. And so, but the mower that I lost was the third version of this mower I had, and it is the Toro Pace, personal pace mower. And I think it's the best mower in the world. I do. And they don't give me any money. They don't give me any discounts. They don't give me anything for saying this. They're not a sponsor of the show. But they, that lawnmower is a nice one. And the one I had it set up using the mulching, you know, feature on it. But it has a bag if you want to catch it. I still have the bag, by the way. As a matter of fact, I have two bags for the last two of my own. They're hanging up in the garage. I got to get rid of them. I just think that was the greatest mower in the world. I paid, what did I pay for that thing? I paid like $430 or something like that. You know, I bought the good one. And because I just, you know, self-propelled and it's nice. And so that's what I bought. Now, the other lawnmower that I like, kind of like, are the Lawn Boy mowers. Now, in the old days, you used to have to mix the gas for the Lawn Boys. Not anymore, as I understand it. But Lawn Boys are pretty good and dependable mowers, but that's not what I have either. When it came time to have a mower, I said, I need a mower. And where was I? I think I was at Ace Hardware. I was at Ace Hardware getting something else. And you know, this mower thing had been like, you know, riding on me. And I said, I still think I can get my mower back. I'm probably wrong, you know, probably should have involved the cops, but I didn't. Because I know who I think took it, and I don't want to involve their. I'm probably wrong, but anyway, you know, and time will tell. But they had a lawnmower sale going on, and I bought a Murray mower, and I bought it for $190 for this thing. It is not self-propelled. And it has a Briggs & Stratton motor on it. And I said, okay, let me just buy this thing because I got to mow the lawn. And so I bought it, brand new, brought it home, started it up, started on the first pull. And I have to tell you, I'm so glad I bought that mower because I have to push it. And I am at an age now to where I need to push. And it's not hard to push. It's actually relatively easy to push. And I don't know why, but and I've had it now for a while, and every week it starts, I check the oil, put oil in it if it needs it. I think I've added oil one time, and not very much. And I go out and I pull that thing, it starts, and I mow the grass with it. And it's very light. It's a lot lighter than the Toro personal pace mower that I kind of miss. But you know what? I like this mower a bunch. I really do. It is the first Murray that I've ever owned. I've seen them out there, but it's the first one I've ever owned, and I bought it because it was $190, and that's what I didn't want to spend a lot of money, and I bought it, and I brought it home, and I've been using it ever since, and I still need to deal with the other mower, still need to deal with that, but right now, I got to tell you, if I get the other mower back, I'm probably still going to keep using this one. I just like it. And then I met somebody else who had one. And theirs was like 6 years old. And they said, I go out and I start that thing up, and it just starts with the first crank. And it's easy to push, which it is. And I said, yeah, I'm kind of liking mine too. If I had like a slope lawn, I would love it because it's so lightweight. I don't. I've got a level lawn, and it works rather well. So that's my Murray. It's not the self-propelled, you know. And I don't know anything about, you know, the different variety. I know a bunch about Toros. I know something about the Lawn Boys. But it's a great mower. My last mower that used to be my favorite mower was a mower that was manufactured in Clearwater, where I live, for years. And when I was a kid, my dad bought one. And I'm going to tell you something. It was called a Blue Boy mower, and they sold them all over Florida. And they made them right down there. And my mom, after my dad passed, my mom had that Blue Boy in her garage. He bought that thing in like 1966, paid $89 for it, brand new at the Blue Boy store down on Clearwater Largo Road. And my mom had that in her garage, and it was still being used in the late 80s. And then she hired someone to mow the lawn in the late 80s. And I don't know whatever happened to the Blue Boy, but I sure wish I did. Oh, well, that's my lawnmower story. If you're having a good one, ask the Garden Geek.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579.
1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
So guess what I did last Sunday? I worked a home show. Yeah, I had the Ask the Garden Geek booth in there where people could just wander up and ask me questions, which I thought was pretty cool. I was there for about 4.5 hours, had a good time, met a bunch of people. It was in a little town of Dunedin, Florida. If you see it, you're going to think it's called Dunedin, but it is Dunedin, Florida. Delightful. Dunedin, Florida, at the Catholic Church. And they have this big hall there that they rent out. And there I was. And went to the home show, had the little booth in there, and met a bunch of people. And I got to tell you, where I happen to live, there are these little tiny caterpillars. These tiny caterpillars that are kind of new to our area that are getting on all kinds of plants and wreaking all kinds of havoc. And I suggested, you know, Bacillus thuringiensis products, Thuricide, to everybody. Well, one lady left, came back, showed me her plant with these worms on it. She says, "We have sprayed Thuricide on this plant every day or every evening for the last 3 weeks. And look, these things are still chomping on them." I said, "Ooh, we got to take this up to another level." So at that stage of the game, I decided for her that she needed to go with a chemical. Now, the chemical that I used to recommend was a product called Orthene. Orthene is still available for limited use. And I said, you know, because she said she saw it at Ace Hardware. I said, well, go get some Orthene and use the Orthene. And then I did something I shouldn't have done. I gave her my cell phone number. I said, because I'm dying to know how this works out for you. So she went and did that. Now, what Orthene is what we call a downward systemic. It, when Orthene lands on a plant, it actually gets into the circulation system of the plant, and it goes down, but not very far. You know, like Roundup is a systemic, for instance, and there's a lot of stuff we use on roses that are systemic that get into the plant through the roots or get into the plant from the foliage, and they translocate through the entire circulation system of the plant. And Roundup being probably the best example, you spray it on something green and it translocates down into the roots and kills the entire plant through the roots. Well, Orthene is an insecticide that has a what we call a downward systemic action, but it doesn't go very far. It goes about, I had somebody, the Orthene guy, I met the Orthene guy years ago, nice guy. He said it goes down from what they can tell in their research about 1 inch to 1.5 inches, which is really all you need, because if you're talking about chewing, you know, pest, and you want some residual to it, they're going to chew that and die, and then the new ones are going to come out, and they're going to continue chewing, and they're going to die. And this active ingredient is going to be into the plant for an inch to an inch and a half, depending upon what the plant is and how fibrous the leaves are and all this good type of stuff. But he said, that's the way to go. Orthene, by the way, has the worst smell of any insecticide in the world, in my opinion. I mean, it is the nastiest smelling insecticide, hands down. I've never run into an insecticide that smells as bad as Orthene. I did a dirty trick with Orthene back when I was teaching, and I shouldn't tell you about it, but trust me. I forget I even said this. Maybe in my second book, I will expose the dirty trick I did with Orthene and another instructor where I used to teach. But anyway, getting back to this, I suggested Orthene for her. Then I gave her my phone number, my personal cell phone number, which, you know, not a lot of people have that. Okay? Kind of keep that under wraps. And that was Sunday. I'm recording this on Friday, so the show is actually being recorded rather late. Wednesday afternoon, I get a phone call, and it's this nice little old lady, and she is a delight. And she tells me she wants to fix me lunch. She wants me to have me over to the house, you know, to meet her husband and to meet the grandkids. And she said the Orthene was the best thing in the world. She said it worked and it worked and it worked. So I said, well, that is good news. And she said, yes, but she says that stuff stinks to high heaven. I said, yes, I know, but it works. And her husband said, well, that's the way you know it works, because it smells. Well, he's wrong. You know, most pesticides today have little to no odor at all, and they work just wonderfully. But, you know, old school kind of guy. And I didn't go to their house, but I had a very nice talk with them. And, you know, so the Orthene works. So I have a friend named Miss Peggy, family friend. All my kids know her. And she used to be my ex-wife's best friend. And I kind of kept her in the divorce, her and David, her boyfriend. I kept them in the divorce. But anyhow, she's having the same problem. So I just told her a little while ago to try Orthene. And she says, I've got Orthene in my garage. It's been in there for years. I said, well, try that. So she's going, now it's raining. And on Friday afternoon, she goes, is it going to be affected by the rain? I said, you really need about 4 to 5 hours of dry time. So later today, when it stops raining, if, you know, when she's going to check the radar, she's going to go spray the Orthene and take care of it. These little caterpillars are going to die. So good stuff. Remember when they were selling Orthene for fire ant control? And the way that they were doing it was they say you just take a little bit of scoop of it and you dump it on top of the mound and you don't have to do anything. And it killed the fire ants. And I couldn't believe, because of the way I know the way Orthene works, that that worked. But it always worked. It always worked 100% of the time. You could crash a mound by taking a scoop of Orthene and dumping it right on top of the mound. It just knocked out the mound just like that. They were all DRT. You know what that means? Dead right there. They just died instantly. And years ago, when we did commercial spraying, we used Orthene for a lot of things. We used it for chinch bug control, worked reasonably well, but we also used it for sod webworms and a lot of other things. And it just seemed to do just fine. Then the label on Orthene got changed and, you know, more restricted, and you are not allowed to do all the things you used to do with Orthene. Hope you're having a deliciously wonderful week. My name is Michael Kroes. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.